In Delaware, the advent of school choice has resulted in 1 in 5 K-12 students now attending classes outside their home district. Though that trend is having devastating effects on the Christina School District, as WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
When the small marching band at Christiana High School made its way down the hill to the football stadium on a recent Friday, the scene starkly illustrated the trouble facing the Christiana School District. Christiana fielded a team of just 25 players. The opponent, Conrad Schools of Science, brought twice as many players, and its fans dwarfed the Christiana Rooters. Conrad rolled over Christiana 34-0. The lopsided score and numbers document the exodus of Christina students to charter schools in other districts, 38%, most in Delaware by far. Christina school board member Elizabeth Page says the number of empty desks grows each year.
We definitely have capacity in our buildings. There's conversations that have been simmering for a long time now about that issue.
The problem is worst at the district's three high schools, Christiana, Glasgow, and Newark. Together, they are less than half full. You could close Christiana High, send its 700 students to the two other schools, and still have room for 1,000 more. Tricia Stallings, whose son is a Christiana freshman, was stunned by its emptiness. Before they moved to the district, he was headed to a 2,100-student high school.
When we brought him here to Christiana, I figured, okay, well, it's about the same amount, but then they were like, oh, it's only 700 students. Oh, okay, that's a huge difference.
School board member John Young says it's time to consider getting serious about shuttering buildings that are aging and cost millions of dollars a year to maintain.
If you don't have enough students in the school, you don't have enough money to offer that type of programmatic diversity.
Governor John Carney recently toured Bancroft Elementary and Byard Middle Schools in Christina. Both are barely 30% full.
The Christiana board and administration will obviously have to make some hard decisions. Nobody likes to close schools, but you don't want to have buildings that are half full.
Kendall Massett, head of the Delaware Charter Schools Network, says half-empty high schools are a burden to taxpayers.
If they are that under capacity in their schools, they should consider closing one of those schools.
Christina Superintendent Richard Gregg would not agree to an interview, but his spokeswoman said he, quote, considers underutilized buildings a challenge. Approached at Bancroft while he toured with the governor, Gregg said he's, quote, not ready to give up any of our buildings. Officials also denied WHYY's Freedom of Information request for the cost in 2016 to maintain Christiana High. Their response, quote, there are no reports that provide the information you request. Young says taxpayers should be concerned.
The costs, I would say, are prohibitive. I would say certainly close to at least $1 million or more per school.
So where do the 8,700 students who have fled Christina go to school? Nearly two-thirds are in charter schools, a trend that keeps rising. Massett of the Charter Schools Network says they are clearly attractive to Christina parents.
They're going towards something that works for their kid. Some kids don't do well in those big comprehensive high schools. They thrive in a smaller, more family-like setting.
2,200 go to two-time National Blue Ribbon winner Newark Charter. Several other charters teach hundreds of Christina kids. Thousands more attend Votech schools, or they use the school choice program to go to another district. Dissatisfaction led Tara Ann Williams to take her daughter out of Christina.
There's a lack of discipline within the schools with some of the kids, and it causes the kids that are really there for their education to take a step back and not want to be involved.
Her daughter is now excelling at Frieri Charter in Wilmington.
She had honor roll all 4 marking periods. She captain of her cheerleading team.
School board member Young says it's not just what works for individual students. He says leadership has been inconsistent with several superintendents in recent years.
That discontinuous leadership really, I think, contributed to us not having a consistent message or the ability to react as nimbly as we needed to.
Christina is trying to win back kids, but should these strategies fail, Paige from the board says the fate of schools with proud legacies could hang in the balance.
I can tell you if you tried to close Glasgow, I'm an alumni of Glasgow, I'd be very upset. My husband, who went to Christiana High School, would not like to see his building sold or razed. And my daughter, who graduated from Newark. There are people who say, you can't close Newark, it's Newark. So I'm really glad that there's that amount of school pride amongst our high schools to know that that's going to be a battle. That's a good battle. That's a good problem to have.
From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.